Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's a weird sight, all right. And the media is not wrong to ask about it. When you have the Saudis in the White House, Trump declaring a new special relationship with them, and we know they did 9/11. Some 9/11 families not happy with that at all. Understandably, I would feel the same way. Some people saying, look, the crown prince is not the old pro-Islamic leadership that was in charge during 9/11. And to his credit, the crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, of the House of Saud, has hunted down and, quite frankly, brutally killed radical jihadist Islamists, something that his dad and granddad did not do. They funded terror. And so he has quasi-switched sides in the war on terror, but it's all still very murky because he supports al-Qaeda, which is currently running Syria. So this is very dicey, Lee, and it's also bizarre. I mean, in the last week, we've seen the leader of al-Qaeda in the White House. The timing was unfortunate. It was the anniversary of the Marines and in the 24-hour period of Veterans Day. And here's this guy standing there, the head of former head of al-Nusra in Syria, which is the al-Qaeda arm in Syria, who was installed as the leader of Syria, violently, by the way, by with the help of $9 million from USAID and the Biden administration, State Department, CIA, worked to install him, considered it a victory, even though the leader of Syria, who since then changed his name just a year ago, Lee, think about this. This is just last week. Just a year ago. Had a $10 million bounty on his head from the U.S. government. Yep. Why? Because he was al-Qaeda. Not just because he was al-Qaeda, though. And this is the shocking part people don't realize. He was the mid-level leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq from 2003 to 2006. So he was the guy actually on the ground during the killing of 374 coalition troops, 90% of whom were American. His specialty was the roadside bomb, but they'd shoot you, kill you a lot of different ways. They had great snipers, too. Wait, that's over 300 U.S. troops killed by this guy. Yeah. He was greeted like a conquering hero last week at the White House. Some of us, my husband's a Marine, had a really hard time with that. But he's the leader with Syria now. Trump didn't install him. Joe Biden did. And Trump's trying to get to peace in the Middle East. You know, a lot of people online were seeing, though, Lee, how can you cut a deal with al-Qaeda? You can't trust them. And you can't. Al-Qaeda International threatened to kill Trump Most recently, in June, they put a fatwa on his head. So think about the bizarreness of all this, right? Yeah. So why was this guy in the White House a week ago? I mean, it is, for me, like, you know, having military in my family, it's horrifying. It is like a punch to the gut. And I think most Americans don't even realize that, this guy changed his name since he's taken over Syria because of his long, brutal, and bloody history of killing Americans. And by the way, you know, you turn on those Wounded Warrior commercials, donate $19
yeah.
a month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some of those Wounded Warriors, he did that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I said, what I want my gut is seeing him at the White House. You say, hey, come on down. Yeah, we're going to arrest you, try you. We'll send you to Gitmo, and then we're going to execute you. That's what a sane country does. Well, we got a problem. And it's a big problem. We like to print money. And we really love to print money. And our dollar is propped up by the fact that Saudi Arabia, which is the head of OPEC, demands that everybody pay in dollars. You have to change your currency into dollars. It creates a tremendous amount of demand for the dollar. If that was to ever end, it would be bad. It'd make the Biden era inflation look like a party. And so we're in a really weird, weird place right now with the head of Saudi Arabia, who insisted on the recognition of the al-Qaeda leader of Syria. This is a big point with them. The reason they were able to get that out of Donald Trump and out of our country is because Joe Biden did such grievous damage to our relationship with Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
I'd love to cut him off. I'd love to tell him go pound sand.
Biden did everything he could to drive them straight into the arms of Russia and China.
And it cost us dearly. You know why? Because Saudi Arabia said, all right, you know what? Biden came in, trashed them. Everything he said, all right, fine. And you know what? Guess what? Chinese don't have to pay in American dollars anymore for oil. They can pay in their own currency. That was a huge boost for Chinese currency and a hammer on the dollar. Downward hammer on the dollar.
Heard anybody talk about the BRICS Association anymore, Tara?
No, because the biggest supporter of BRICS de facto was the idiot Joe Biden, who couldn't shut his mouth about Jamal Khashoggi and the leader of Saudi Arabia, the crown prince, brutally murdering him, because he did. Everybody knows he did. I got no problem with that. He was an al-Qaeda terrorist. That's what we want. We want dead al-Qaeda terrorists. In fact, we've killed quite a few ourselves. So Joe Biden trying to save Jamal Khashoggi, you know, and trying to, you know, beat up Saudi Arabia for killing him. They should be killing people like that. All of them. That we're all safer for it. That's a good thing. And just because the Washington Post gave him a column because they're Democrats and love terrorists does not mean he deserves to live. I mean, you could even go online and see pictures of him with Osama bin Laden. So Saudi Arabia did the good thing there. But they've also just supported the recognition. That's what they traded to Trump for this. They said, okay, we'll give you $1 trillion in investment. We will continue selling oil to everyone but China in dollars. We're never going to get that Chinese revenue back. We're never going to get it. That hurts the dollar badly. And you're going to get to keep printing money. Your drunken loons in Congress can keep printing money. See, if we didn't print money, we could tell Saudi Arabia to pound sand. We wouldn't care.
Right.
We don't have to kiss al-Qaeda's butt. We don't have to parade a man who killed over 300 of us through the White House like a conquering hero just hours before Veterans Day and on the anniversary of the Marines. But when you print money like Congress does, you got to do some really dirty things.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
And Trump will do anything to prop this currency up. These are hard decisions. But then, Lee, it gets so weird. This conversation yesterday, this was one of the most remarkable exchanges because this is the kind of foreign policy that's normally never said out loud. The reporter asked, and Trump trashes her, but she asked a legitimate question. I mean, you're sitting here with the Saudi royal family, and yeah, he was young at the time, and yeah, he wasn't running the country, but his family did 9/11. They allowed it. I mean, heck, it was run out of the Saudi embassy. What do you say to the families of, you know, the 9/11 families? It's a legitimate question. Trump shouldn't have trashed her. And I think, and you could actually almost hear the fear in Trump's voice, don't offend my guest. What he's saying is, we really need to be able to keep the printing press running here to pay these bills that Congress has run up. But listen to this: how the Saudi crown prince actually answers this, Lee, because he's very truthful. He does not deny that Saudi Arabia did 9/11. Imagine that, right? Listen to this. It's one of the most remarkable exchanges I've ever heard in politics because these things are never said out loud.
Orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist. 9/11 families are furious that you are here in the Oval Office. Why should Americans trust
you? Who are you with?
And the same to you, Mr. President.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the worst. One of the worst in the business. But I'll answer your question. As far as this gentleman is concerned, he's done a phenomenal job. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it. And we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like
okay,
that.
It's just yes, Mr. President,
please,
you allow me to answer. You know, I feel painful about, you know, the families of 9/11 in America. But, you know, we have to focus on reality. Reality based on CIA documents and based on a lot of documents that Osama bin Laden, he used Saudi people in that event for one main purpose, is to destroy this relation, to destroy the American-Saudi relation. That's the purpose of 9/11. So whoever buying that, that means they are helping Osama bin Laden's purpose of destroying this relation. He know that strong relation between America and Saudi Arabia, it's bad for extremism, it's bad for terrorism. And we have to approve him wrong and to build our relation, continue developing our relation. It's critical in the safety of the world. It's critical against extremism and terrorism. About the journalists, it's really painful to hear, you know, anyone that been losing his life for you know, no real purpose or no nothing illegal way, and it's been painful for us in Saudi Arabia. We've did all the right steps of investigation, etc., in Saudi Arabia, and we've improved our system.
And he's not wrong.
No.
And to paraphrase Donald Rumsfeld, you know, he made the comment about you don't go to war with the army you want; you go to the army with go to war with the army you have. That's what Trump is doing. He is trying to have peace and prosperity with the allies that he has, not necessarily the allies that he wants.
And honestly, we wouldn't give a rip about peace and prosperity with these people, but we need them to sell their oil for dollars.
And we do.
And Joe Biden almost destroyed that.
And we need them also to be at least a non-adversarial relationship with Israel, if not out and out, recognizing their right to exist, which we're getting close to getting that with many of the Muslim nations in that region.
Absolutely.
Now, listen, I have no pretense that peace and prosperity are going to break out and Gaza is going to be the next Riviera, but we're making some progress. And if nothing else, we're delaying any further death and destruction that many of the folks that we're opposed to want to perpetrate in that area.
And what's so interesting here, too, is what he is saying about bin Laden is actually factually correct. I mean, his father, his grandfather allowed bin Laden to proselytize in Saudi Arabia, did the recruitment for the jihadi army around the world and funded it. This guy has killed a lot of them, but still has the Al-Qaeda connection in terms of they look at Al-Qaeda as their man running Syria. That's going to mean terror training camps. It's meant at least 7,000 dead Christians since he took over. There's slaughter, some say as high as 11,000. Yeah. That guy who walked in the White House was literally beheading, his men were anyway, beheading Christians in the last few months. Mm-hmm. It's on X if you want to see it. It's terrible what they've done. This is the people you got to get in bed with when you print and print and print and print and print. And you rely on Saudi Arabia, the head of OPEC, to make countries change their currency into dollars to buy that oil, which creates automatic, just fake demand for the dollar. That's why we can print. No one else can. The price is very high.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.